Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio. Edition of Sin City. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Thank you, speaking of live absence, is my man Father Time, but we gotta let the show go on. So, Wick, what's happening?
What it do?
Chilling. Liquor store, how you doing?
What's going on, everybody?
Ooh, boy, it's a dark day for Sin City, boy, dark day.
What's the matter?
Father Time ain't here. Damn. I'm under the weather, but the show must go on. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, y'all. Before we even get the show started, I want everybody tonight, before you go to bed, say your prayers. Yeah, get ready to say your prayers. Keep my man Father Time and Mother Nature in the prayers. She's under the weather. She's getting real ill right about now. But, huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said something.
Uh-uh.
Nah, I'm saying she's under the weather, you know, they're going through a little turmoil in their household, you know. But keep me in your prayers tonight. Make sure that everything's all right with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to her. I'll show. Get well, you know, get well soon, Mother Nature. So how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
All right, nah. You know, that's my man and everything, but y'all know when he ain't here, we get to act the fool, right? So we can open the floor up and just get ready and just get footloose and reckless.
Mm-mm.
No. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. Wick, how your situation coming along, bro?
Oh, she counseled me seeing the little shorty today.
Oh, she counseled it?
Yeah.
Why she do that? I mean,
I have no idea. Telling you, looking good,
buddy. Damn.
Suspect.
Yeah, I had to be kind of suspect on that one, too.
I'm like, for real, I can bring some diapers over. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see the little mud.
I mean, did she give you a reason?
Nah, she just had the conflict. Something came up. I'm like, well, where? I'm going to see him before he's 7 years old?
Okay. Ladies, what y'all think? Y'all think she hiding something?
Oh, she might have just not been able to do it today. Something came up.
Oh, no. It's
not. Well, you wouldn't know. Why would you want to see the baby anyway? I don't understand.
Because I want to see what he looked like. All my shorties got a little look, got some part of me in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you asked her to meet or something like that?
Yeah, meet in the public place.
Mm-hmm.
And she agreed to it last Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless something came up, that's the only other thing I could think of. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Rick. It might be looking
sounds,
good in your face, man.
Yeah, stuff had it just look sounds kind of iffy. Even if it was for 5 minutes, I want the motherfucker to see, you know. Never know. If mother look like mother might be like, yeah, I can go ahead and get some money, you know. But I guess females don't think like that. They be thinking on other things. I think she has some. That mother probably Chinese or something.
Yeah. Okay. Now, hey, I've been meaning to ask you this. I know it's been a while. I mean, you know, I've been meaning to ask you. Is she white or black?
She's a black chick.
What?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. why I definitely say it's empty.
You came back to the sisters?
Yeah, I take them all. I told you, I'd get a green one if she came down.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You kind of avoiding the sisters for a while.
I've been finding where I'm at. I take them all. Y'all call it avoid them. I just take whatever it is. It don't matter no color to me. White, black, blue, green.
Okay.
Call me Captain.
You said you Catholic.
I said call me Captain.
Oh. What the hell? Good idea.
No damn cow. I'm Baptist, I think.
You think? Okay. Well, I guess that leads me to a question. Does like race, religion, or something, do that play a big part in who you choose to date? Janine, I know you say you got a rainbow coalition for a family.
Yeah.
Does a race, religion play a big part in you dating someone?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Huh?
I said really.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, it's not so much the race, but more the religion.
Okay, what about
Buddhism? I mean, seriously, can you see somebody with me who's totally into church?
I mean, now you have said you grew up in a church environment.
I mean, I know a lot about church. I know a lot about the Bible. I know a lot about theology. I know a lot about it. I do not practice. I am a sinner, and I have come to own that.
That's real right there. I feel you.
Why would I sit with somebody who might not feel that the things that I do are Christ-like? You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be a match.
You don't want to corrupt them, huh?
Oh, yeah, because he'll totally be corrupted.
So what about you?
Well, you know, I believe, in terms of religion, as long as you believe in the same one God that I believe in, then your race doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to be able to get into a relationship with somebody who doesn't, you know, believe in Christ. You can't be a devil worshiper, or not even that deep into it, but, you know, you can't believe in Allah, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and we be a couple. That's not going to work. But, I mean, you know, I don't. White, Hispanic, Asian, shit, African, French, I don't care. And we can, you know, if we can bond, that don't matter.
Okay. Yeah, all right, well, let's ask a scenario. Let's say you get with y'all get with a white guy. I mean, y'all know he love you, and, you know, y'all love him. I mean, it's just, you know, could he use the word nigga around y'all? Could he ever say it?
Maybe.
Why would you say it to me?
I mean, like, you know, he came home, like, what's wrong, baby, man? These niggas tripping.
Oh, you're saying would I be able to say that to him, or would he be able to say it?
Would he be able to say it?
No. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to me what color he is. If that's how he's talking, man, if he's trying to change who he is because he's with a black person, and that's different. But if that's how he is, which I would know that already, then why would I be bothered by that?
Okay. All right, well, I got it. Okay, let's just say, for instance, you are with a white guy, you know, and we throw a Sin City party, you and Bringo. And he walk up to me and Father Time, what's up? What's good, my nigga?
But no, he wouldn't do that because I would have already told him that me and you could talk like this, okay? But when you with other black people, you can't say that. So I would have already informed him already.
Because you know the music could have stopped.
You know what?
like when Eddie Murphy and Martin walked in on Wife.
Yeah.
And they walked in that restaurant.
What you just say on Wife? Hey, man, come on, let me holler at you right quick. You do know we're going to fuck your man up, right? Nah. Okay, because now, here's my thing about that. And I hear people always say, well, you shouldn't give that word that much power and all that. So, I mean, you know, I understand that to a certain extent, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you just.
It's a respect thing, I think, Cass.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can actually just sit there. And I know maybe, you know, I know that word, but I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to let you get away with that one.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person. I think, okay, like, because, you know, you got some people out there who, you know, some white people out there who grew up, you know, around predominantly black people. And so, you know, they don't see a color, you know what I mean? That's just who they are, how they talk. Like Janine said, you got to know, you know, you can't just go everywhere because everybody's not going to understand that, you know, that's how you are. You got to get to know people because, like, I grew up in a very mixed, very, very, very mixed kind of crowd, like with all kind of people. There was a couple of white people that I hung out with that, I mean, it didn't bother me because I knew, you know, they grew up around the same mixed kind of people that I grew up with, like, and their families was cool. It wasn't ever no, you know, racial shit. Like, when I would come around, they treated me like I was family. And when they would come around, you know, my family treated them like they were family. So I think you just got to know that person.
And my thing is, if you want to get upset about one race, saying it, then you should get upset about people saying it all together.
Okay, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And like I said, maybe we shouldn't get that word that much power, but I mean, I say relationships, I just think it's hard to just be like, all right, you know, I'm going to let you go on and say it, but.
You know what, to take into consideration that when another race, like, we don't just walk around and say, you know, well, this hunky over here or, you know, or that redneck over there, or we don't just walk around and say that, you know. It don't just come up in regular conversation with us. But then most other races, if they do say the word, it could, you know, they don't mean it in, you know, a friendly type of way. Most people use the word, most other races use the word nigga in a derogatory way. You know, they don't understand it's a term of endearment between us. They use it, you know, but not understanding.
But we so shady, how we know? That black motherfucker might be talking shit to us, we don't even know it. We don't know shit. That motherfucker might be thinking in his head. We just shady. Oh, yeah, what's up, nigga? But you don't know how he really mean it.
You know what? You got a valid point there. You do. You do.
That motherfucker get ready to shoot you next week.
Yeah, cause you got a point there. Because there's been many times I've been like, yo, hey, what's up, nigga? And I'm like, I'm gonna blow this up. I'm gonna fuck this nigga up.
Oh, So, I mean, I know how we say it is different at times, but it's still, to me, it still can be used either way. You really don't know, because then if that's the case, there are some white people who don't mean it like that. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So my thing is, if you get offended with one race saying it, then get offended with, I just don't allow nobody to say it around you. That's just a word that offends you.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say you're right. When you're right, you're right. And, yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. It was many times, and I'm pretty sure we all did it like, oh, there's this nigga right here. What's up, nigga?
Stab the shit out this nigga.
Right. And there was nothing good about that. What's up, nigga? You already knew what was going to come behind now. And the people around, and the people around you knew what was going to, oh, shit, let me move this nigga tripping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
If you see your white homeboy walking down the street, you going to be like, hey, what's up, nigga? You know, not even thinking about it because that's your homeboy. But you're not going to be like, hey, what's up, cracker? You're not going to do that. It's just, you know, you just not. Because, you know, if you say the word cracker, you don't mean it in a friendly way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All points are taken. What you think, Wick? Wick?
My bag, I had it on mute. I don't know. I just couldn't see no white dude, friend or not, calling me no nigga. All
right, now let me ask you, man. Let me ask you now. I mean, you didn't have interracial relationships. How your girl ever called you a nigga?
Hell no. I mean,
on the simple strength that y'all was joking around or, you know, she's like, nigga, you better go with that bullshit.
I got mad over the boy thing. Boy, you better stop. I ain't your boy.
Okay, but would you say the same thing to a sister?
What'd you say?
I said, would you say the same thing to a sister if we was messing around, you know, just like play fighting or whatever? And I was like,
I mean, I said the boy thing to a sister the same thing, but I just maybe stressed it more because of the white. But the nigga thing, it's like, nigga, quit playing, you know, quit thinking like that. And I don't know why, but. You know, that's, I don't know. It's the law of the West. I guess that's the only way I can
think it's the law of the West.
Yeah,
I ain't make the rules. I just live by them.
I just go by them. Yeah, I just live by them.
I
ain't nothing I can do about it.
Okay. Well, I'm understandable. I'm understandable.
You know.
I mean, all right. How women use the word bitch.
There's a certain way you can use the word bitch where, oh, bitch, you about to get fucked up. But then
there's other times we use the word bitch and, bitch, girl.
You
know,
why would we can't do that?
Why we can't call y'all no bitch?
You can't. If you can't, how you use it.
Well, look,
we can tell
how you use it.
Hold on. Hold on. In my experience, the only time we get away with calling y'all bitches is during sex.
Yeah, I was just about to say that you can. If you are fucking the shit out of me, I will be your bitch all day. But if I come home from work and you like, hey, bitch, where dinner? You know, hold on, nigga, what?
Well, now see, Floyd and Mary, they were different. That's my grandparents. I didn't know. Boy, Mary was different. Boy, Mary called each other bitches all day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bitch, my shirt on. Yeah, bitch. Your breakfast up in that, bitch. All right, bitch, here I come.
Well, it depends on, that's why I feel like it depends on how you use it.
They use this so much in everyday life that I was like, damn, is it cool? Hey, bitch, what's up? You going to the store? I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Damn, he just said, hey, bitch, what's up? You going to the store? Now, I had a cousin. Damn. I wish I had her number. I would definitely call her. Her and my cousin would call. She said, hell, the whole relationship, she thought her name was bitch. And I mean, I was like, boy, you your granddaddy's child for real. You your granddaddy's offspring for real. Because, I mean, man, shit good, bitch. Hey, bitch, all right, why don't you go on and fix the food? And, you know, she had started back. I guess at first it was like she'd look at him. But then it got to the point where them two were just cutting shit. I mean, hey, bitch. Damn, y'all motherfuckers, this is how y'all talk to each other? I'm a type person. I will not lie to you. I got pride, and I'll let you talk to me. I'll let you get your point across, but all that talking to me like, you know, like I'm, and I guess in my eyes, like I'm a kid, I can't do that one.
Yeah, you ain't gonna.
I mean,
of course, I can't hire no man, no bitch.
No,
I mean
you
know, we do, but.
Yeah, well, I better not be around. Yeah, but it's just like I'm like, you know, just I don't know if I heard you talk to your kids in a certain tone.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to me in that same tone. Yeah, I know that probably sounds crazy, but no, you couldn't talk to me in that same tone. Like if
are
I hit
you
like
a child,
who the fuck if I am? I can care less if I am.
Take the trash out, Cass.
I'm serious, like, hey, I couldn't do it, man, because, like, if you, like, okay, like you just said. Hey, did you, like, just say you talk to the kids. Why do you take the trash out? You know, your son may say, well, you know, I forget. You know, like, you ain't to get shit. You better go get the motherfucking trash out. You know? Now, I can hear you talk like that to your son, right? I mean, you could be asking me a question and be like, well, why you didn't put the keys where I told you to? Who the fuck you think you talking to? I mean, I would instantly just be like, hey, you better change your motherfucking tone. Now, am I wrong for that?
I mean, no, I can understand that. But sometimes we just get in our mother mode. It's not something we just doing intentionally.
Yeah, it is. Y'all see this, y'all can get away with
it. No, it's not intentionally, because then, goddamn, I ass feels like 500 damn times. Can you please take the garbage out?
You better make it 600, because you get to talk to me. A motherfucker, I said I was going to do it.
Goodness. I'm just saying, sometimes it just come out that way.
I'm just curious to know. So it just pretty much, it's not that y'all just trying to talk down to us. It's just the fact that y'all just being this mother mode. Like, oh, I gotta treat him like a kid or something.
I don't think we be thinking like we gotta. That's the mother in us. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, don't you smell the trash? Why the fuck do I have to ask you to take the trash out? You can smell
it. Now, hold on. Is you talking to me like that?
but that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm thinking in my head, I know this nigga smells the trash. I smell the trash. The motherfucker, as soon as you hit the door, you smell the trash. Why is there still trash in my house? That's what I'm thinking. I come in, I'm like, hey, ma'am, that's why you didn't take the trash out. I said I was going to take the trash. Now, I didn't come at you like that. Why are you getting an attitude with me? So then, do now I have the right?
I know my dog. You ain't got to tell me shit. I'm going to take it out.
I mean, what I'm saying, do we like living in a stinky house? Is that how we get down?
See that right there. My father just told you I'm going to take it out. All that old secondary shit, you ain't got to keep saying.
Let's take a look at your job description.
Now I'm setting up like you better shut the fuck up talking. See, now I'm stood up.
Oh, I don't have no hair in my nose no more.
See, you keep talking.
Now my nose is running.
Now I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Now you're getting out of my house.
Oh, my goodness.
This is crucial.
See now you didn't get out of pocket. Now you just being sarcastic and a smart ass. Yeah, now I'm trying to hold on, let me show you who the man is here.
And we doing all of this in the midst of the stink that's in the house because you ain't took the trash out.
Wow. Now you done got smacked in your motherfucking mouth. It's not even about the trash no more.
It's still stinking here, nigga.
You still talk. You just want to get your ass whooped.
Oh, my gosh. No, I just want the trash to get taken out.
You rather get an ass whooped for getting some trash?
She still talking shit like the damn right. She get to raise your hand to hit me. You just took the trash out.
You can smack me around. You can't
pick
up the trash.
Oh, well, there you go. Now,
because you didn't take the trash out.
Now I got to whoop you. Now I got to whoop you.
When we get done, is you going to take the trash?
Said, nigga, when you done, you taking the trash out?
I hope you're not too tired to take the trash out.
When my boys come over, they, damn, man, why your damn girl mouth wire shut?
Because I didn't take the trash out.
Right, I ain't, man. You know how they get. But see, my guys don't understand. Yeah, I smacked that bitch last week for that shit.
Oh, this is a violent
question. And for the record, Janine, yeah, we know we get called bitches. But y'all do know y'all get called bitches too, right?
I don't know.
You know what? But now I'm gonna tell you. Here's the thing. Here's the difference. We don't really call y'all bitches to our guys. We don't call y'all bitches to our guys, but. Boy, like you were saying, I could see me just saying it under my, this bitch is going to make me kill her. Look at this bitch.
Damn.
Bitch. And I know y'all see the look. Y'all see the look. Like, I know you just called me a bitch.
I see the bitch in your ass, nigga. I feel fucked. You finna take the trash out? Oh, what?
So you need to shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna be free of bitch until you take the trash out.
Nah, motherfucker is the word I use under my breath. Oh, this motherfucker, I swear to fucking God.
And you know what? Normally, motherfucker wouldn't hurt you, but it's just the fact you said it.
See, that is the bullshit. That is the same bullshit.
You know what?
What bullshit? Where's Selena?
Exactly.
I'm
nothing wrong with that word. And I'm whispering it, so you don't hear it well. You sound like you got supersonic hearing or some shit.
Hell yeah, I'll be looking at your lips. I'm gonna try to look at your lips, waiting on the motherfucker. Oh, you call me a motherfucker? I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I have a macho gene in me that just will not let. I don't know, maybe I got it from my. I'm gonna tell you, and I know exactly who I got it from. I ain't gonna say. Between my dad and my stepdad, I just adapt that. I guess for my granddad too, it was like. I grew up around men who, I'm not gonna call them dictators, but yeah, I'm the man of the house and you gonna know it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when I was young. You know, my mother tried to. You know, my mother was like, "Oh, you go in there and wash some dishes." My stepdad like, "Nah." Nah, you don't wash no motherfucking dishes. Don't take that garbage out. Pick up this shit, but nah, he ain't washing no dishes. He ain't your boy. He don't wash no motherfucking dishes. So I didn't have to wash the dishes.
I'm
same way with my grandfather. Like, you know, growing up at my grandfather's house, you know, shit. My aunties and my uncles there, shit. My uncles didn't have to wash no dishes. My aunties them did. But no, my uncles them, no. Hell no. They had to do, they had to cut the grass, rake the grass, shovel the snow. You know what I'm saying? Take out the garbage. But as far as dishes and cleaning up, no, they didn't really have to do that. I mean, they had to clean their room. That was it. And that was the environment I grew up in. I mean, it was there when I was at home. It was there when I went to my grandparents' house. I mean, it was just there. It was like, shit, the man. I mean, especially if he's providing. He's providing? Oh, no. Now my grandfather thinks, shit, I pay all the bills. I'm not coming home. I mean, that man didn't even take his. Hey, he kicked his shoes off at the door. Shit. His shoes better get put up. His work boots better be in his spot. Man. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't care where he kicked them shoes off at. He could have put them motherfuckers in the motherfucking kitchen. When it was time for him to get up and go to work, them boots better been right there by that door. Hello, where the hell my boots at? Like, damn. So I got paid to do it.
Luckily that was years ago.
I feel like
this
is
a new generation.
Shit, I was wrong with the generation. Motherfuckers don't listen like they used to.
Motherfuckers don't take out the trash like they used to either. Apparently.
Oh, you know what? Y'all trying to act like them men was in charge.
the men, you know what I can say? Yeah, the men was in charge, but it was like after so long of being treated like that, the women started getting paybacks. Because I know my grandma did. Because they got tired of that.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be God honest with you. My grandma passed when I was young, so I, you know, but growing up, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't see what was wrong with it. I'm like, he got up, he went to that meal every motherfucking day. He made sure all the bills was paid. He made sure, you know, he made sure everybody had clothes. He made sure all the kids, you know, and it was what, 8, 9 of them. Made sure all the kids had clothes on their back, shoes on their feet. Made sure motherfucking groceries was in the house. You know, they wasn't on the system. You know, I didn't see what he did wrong. Now, my female cousins, they would beg to differ with me. They would be like, oh, granddaddy was a tyrant. I don't see it.
And it may have just been things you didn't see or things he just didn't do around you. Or maybe by the time you were born, you know, they calmed down after a while because they didn't got a little older. You know what I'm saying? So they might have seen a different person.
That's what I was told. I was told, like, when you got around, because you was his favorite, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, things was different. You know, to this day, I still say it was just a jealousy thing because I was the favorite.
But my
grandpa was the favorite.
But he was an asshole till he died. Okay, so everybody knew it. It wasn't until at the funeral.
That's bad. That's bad.
Just a bunch of dry faces. That's all you saw. You know he was an asshole. My grandma, I mean, but she worked too. I ain't saying she worked no meal job or nothing like that, but she worked as a CNA, you know, because they had 11 kids. So, you know, they needed to have two jobs or whatever in the household. But it's just a simple fact that my grandfather used to fight her. You see what I'm saying? So to me, it's like when you do that, it's like you're taking all your frustrations from the world. And I'm not saying that. I know black men have a lot of frustrations. There's a lot of things that go against y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to think he grew up in that racism, that true racism.
Exactly, exactly. But why take it out on the person that's supposed to be there by your side? Why come home and torture her every day? That's the part
point taken. Point taken, and you make a valid point with that. I can't. But you know what? And at the same time, I do feel like this. If you know that we got the weight of the world on our shoulders, you know, and let me go on record as saying, I know y'all have problems. I know it's situations that y'all probably want to get off your chest and talk about. But then at the same time, and it probably is hard to find a good time to talk about it because, you know, it's like this constant barrage. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, because I don't know too many people personally as men that can say, yeah, I'm living comfortable. I don't know too many, you know. Every motherfucker I know was in this rat race, and they struggling just like me. Or, you know, the whole clique is struggling. Ain't no motherfucker saying, well, shit, man. You know what I mean? Shit, I can get up and go to work or not. Shit, you know, I'm still going to have it. You know, but, yeah, Janine, you all right. Yeah, I mean,
I can say that about the women today. Sometimes we get snapped because of shit we do. You know what I'm saying? But I really, truly believe back then, women wasn't even like that. Women wasn't even like the way we are now. You see what I'm saying? They didn't talk back to their husbands like that. You see what I'm saying?
They did. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, compared,
right.
I can't compare them.
you know, the women's back then to the women today, because we're totally different. And I know
right.
how my grandmother was. She, you know, she cooked, she cleaned, she went to work, she was raising the kids, you know, she washed, she, you know, she did everything she was supposed to do, and then you still got to get your ass whooped. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I will say that is fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm not going to sit here and try to dispute it and say that it's not. But then you just said something that you touched on something that, I mean, my thing is this. If you want to get treated, like, I hear people like, I want you to, pay, you know, treat me like the woman I am. Man, you know, and I'm going to say it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Like, man, like, I want to be treated like the king. Well, motherfucker, I mean, you know, you got to show the king qualities,
mm-hmm.
you know. But a woman also got to show the queen qualities, too. You know, and I'm not saying, I was joking earlier when I was like, you can't talk back to me. But, you know, at the same time, though, seriously, I mean, all that extra shit, I mean, you walk in the house, man, you want to feel like you're, okay, once I close this door behind me, I want to feel like I'm in another world. I want to feel like shit, even if it's just a simple fact of, you know, you don't want to hear, you know, you walk in the house and the motherfucker got their face frowned all up. What's wrong with you? I'm just tired. Tired of what? This bill, that bill, you know. Motherfucker, what the hell you think I've been doing for the last 8 hours? Busting my ass so we can try to pay these bills. You know, I mean, this is like, I just remember back then, I mean, shit. I never heard my grandmother talking shit about bills and this, that, and the other. You know, I didn't hear all that shit talking. Then it's like, you know, I don't know. Somewhere I think we all lost our way, where it's like, all right, we might have told y'all, well, you need to get out and get a fucking job. But now that y'all went and got the job, y'all done got all these jobs and shit. Now it's like, what happened to our, you know, and we feeling neglected. Like, well, damn, what happened to our time? You know, because we were so used to, you know, the man was so used to coming home to, you know, making sure that, hey, goddamn, my dinner better be done. Motherfucker, you better cook your own motherfucking dinner. What? Huh? See how granddaddy used to have to be. You know, because most people, and I'm not going to lie, most men pattern themselves behind their grandfathers or fathers, you know, okay, yeah. You know, especially if they really respected them. You kind of try to pattern your life behind them. So it's like, okay, I'm going to be like that when I grow up. I ain't going to take no shit like that. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. But then at the same time, you like, God damn, you know. Just sitting there,
I said,
like,
nowadays it needs to be a balance. There's no balance. Because nowadays, the way the world is and the economy, one person can't take care of a whole household by themselves. Most men cannot do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you have to to take care of a household with a wife and she not working. You know what I'm saying? With kids. And all that comes, nowadays, everybody needs a household where two people are working. But the balance needs to come in that you still have a role as the wife, and just like the husband has his role. You know what I'm saying? And I think what women is getting away from, and I can say this, they're getting away from their role because you're not the man. Just because you go to work and you help the household, you see what I'm saying? Yes, this is something that we have to do at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? But that still should not take away from the fact that you are a wife and a mother. You see what I'm saying? You still have your role to play. And a lot of women are like, well, I'm working too, so he can cook. And you know what? That you need to do your role. Play your role. Don't worry about you doing his role. You see what I'm saying? You so worried about what he doing. Why don't you do what you're supposed to do? So it's just to get all messed up. It's not balanced anymore. They just feel like now they're the man and the woman.
True. Man, yeah, now you said that. Now, how do you? I mean, how can you want a relationship when you trying to be both? At that point, that sounds like to me like you want that type of relationship Mother was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, that's that controlling. Yeah, you can bring in, pay some bills, but I'm still going to do what I want to do because, you know, I pay most of the bill, or I pay more than what you pay. You know what I'm saying? They putting it all into, they not putting it into perspective. It's all about, well, how much you pay of this bill and how much you pay with that. You kind of do too much. They trying to do too much.
Yeah, I can agree. I can agree with that. I can agree with that wholeheartedly because it's like, you know, and I went to work and I actually was talking to people because I thought about what she said. And it was like, damn, man. You know, for her to actually, like, you know, and in a lot of cases, a lot of men do move in with the woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of cases where the man do move in with the woman, you know, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Like, fuck
yeah.
You know, I didn't see many men give up their apartments or their houses and move in with their woman.
Yep.
I got a partner today, just told me. He just signed his his intent to vacate his apartment.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, you sure this is something you want to do, man? Yeah, man, you know, me and her. And, you know, I'm thinking about last night. Like, wow, you know, because she like, shit. And, you know, honestly, a lot of women do believe, like, think like that. Yeah, you come there with me. Come help pay some of these bills. Motherfucker, this is my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and once you get to that point, I mean, that's what made me bring it up to him. And I don't know. I know if his girl listening, I'm sorry. Because he got to thinking like, man, yeah, I think you're right. I don't think I'm going to do this intent to vacate now.
And what all that does is strip the man of his manhood. That's all you're doing. And then, after you strip them of his manhood, now you're calling them bitches.
Right. Oh,
but you won't even allow him to be a man because, you know, you want him to do what you want him to do. But you ain't no man.
Okay. Nah. I think we touched on this before, but I'm going to go on. And I think it was me and Ligasone that kind of had words about this. I had a partner who, you know, I think, matter of fact, I've talked about this partner, the one that's getting married. Now, you know, we had another situation where discipline came up. Like, okay, I'm being a father figure to your child. Who has no father, you know what I'm saying? But then when I get ready to discipline him, you know, the first thing you jump out, because you don't want me to discipline him the way I'm going to discipline him, well, this is my child. But now, I mean, that's just like, okay, let's just say, you know, hypothetically speaking, liquor store, you and Janine friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, liquor store, you see Janine. You see Janine got a son, real young son. He was maybe about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you seen her man into, you know, she get this new man. And in the course of these 2 years, this man that turned this little boy from this wimpy little crybaby to, like, okay, I could, because you looking at her son like, this boy going to be a motherfucker. He's going to be a little spoiled, little, you know. I mean, you actually probably thought it was a chance that the little boy might turn out to be gay because of his little tendencies. But now you see, because of the man that entered her life, you see, like, okay, I see a big change in this boy. But now she come to you like, this motherfucker thought he was finna whoop my son. I told him, that's my motherfucker son. You don't put your hands on my son. I mean, as a friend, do you just sit back and listen, or do you, as a friend, you tell her, shit, you need to let him whoop his little ass?
Well, if we cool like that, that's my friend, that's my ex, we're cool, and I can talk to her like that, then yeah, I'm going to tell. But, you know, I've seen a big difference. I see a big change in him since, you know, before that man came along and to now. And shit, you need to let him tear off in his little ass. You know, because, again, if you don't catch him now, he's either going to whoop on you later or, you know, he ain't going to be worth two dead lives. So I would tell her.
Okay. All right, Janine, situation vice versa. What would you do?
Yeah, I would tell her that that's what he needs. Because my thing is, if you usually women don't bring no man around their kids anyway if you don't feel like that man is about the right. If you feel that he a good man and things like that, and you bring him around your child, and then y'all moving in together and living together, he got the right to discipline him. And yeah, I tell her. I ain't no problem telling her.
Mm-mm. And if our friendship is that strong, I'm going to take into consideration what she said. I'm not going to be mad at her and hold no grudge against her. Be like, you know, that bitch ain't really my friend anyway. It ain't no none of that. It'd be like, okay, you know what, Janine, you make a good point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I might not say it right then and there, but eventually, you know, at some point I'm going to tell her, you know. Remember when we were talking about this, that, and the other, you know, and shit. Girl, I did what you said, and my baby is yes, ma'am, and thank you, sir, and you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay. Wick, you still there?
Yep.
All right, Wick. Let's just say you was that man.
I've been there.
What would you do?
Been that man. I'm going to tear that ass up.
Oh, okay. Have you? I mean, you've been in that situation?
Yeah, I still get the little dude now. My daughter's older brother.
What I'm saying, did she ever tell you like you couldn't discipline him and shit like that?
I think it came up once when we first saw together. I was like, well, hell, then we can't be together. Cause I be damn, I sit here and he gonna keep disrespecting you in front of me.
Okay.
But we worked it out, and he's turned into a pretty good kid, man.
I mean, shit, kids need that. Nowadays, bitches, so more, you know, I work with somebody, and, you know, this is real interesting. But I see her, you know, talking to different dudes all the time. And, you know, she tells me, you know, I went out with this guy, I called that guy, I went over to his house, and this, that, and the other. But, you know, one of her three children is not with her. One of her three children is in foster care right now. And it's like, okay, you living under your parents' roof, one of your children ain't with you, and, you know what I'm saying, you steadily hopping from this nigga to that nigga to this nigga to that nigga, and, you know, your focus is not on your children. Be more concerned about, you know what I'm saying, the welfare of your family, your kids, other than just wanting to be, you know, laid up with a nigga. If you're going to lay up with a nigga, then make sure that it's a nigga that you, you know, is capable, or that you, you know, of being a father figure, or, you know what I'm saying, that person in your kid's life. But shit, how the hell you go, you know, you missing a kid, but you steadily hopping from nigga to nigga. I understand that. It's like, shouldn't you be more concerned and focused on, you know, doing what's best for you and getting your child back? Because obviously, skipping from nigga to nigga to nigga, ain't none of these niggas providing you with a roof, or no financial help, or no nothing to help you get your child back. I don't understand that.
Yeah, man, I think in a situation like this, I think that me coming into a relationship, I think I need to try to develop some type of rapport with your kids. You know, I mean, to just, I know, shit, them your kids, shit. You know, I'm gonna fuck what the hell you do with them. You know, I don't think that makes for no type of relationship. If I don't give a fuck about your kids, that means I don't give a fuck about you.
That means you just want me to do right here, right now, and shit, when
right.
We do, then I'm moving on.
I just think, I mean, but you got a lot of men, and I ain't gonna lie, you got a lot of men like, shit. And my damn kid, shit. You know, man. I mean, but then you got women the same way. I think it go both ways. I think if, you know, if your motherfucker could sit there and say, I don't give a fuck about your kid, you know, your kid is your kid. You know, you deal with them. Man, I don't know. I just don't agree with that.
As soon as you say you don't give a fuck about my kid, we through talking. I understand that my child is not your child, and I'm not asking you to, you know what I'm saying, come on in and be Captain Save, you know, Captain Kirk or no damn body. No, nah, but shit. For you to say you don't give a fuck about my kid. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But for you to say you don't give a fuck about my kid, that means, hell, if we fucking and I wind up and get pregnant, you ain't gonna give a fuck about that kid either.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but then you also have some women that, well, shit, don't worry about my child. You know, don't have me trying to, you know, can you take my son here, take my son there, do this with my son? You know, we live together, but then your son fuck up and do something, then I'm like, all right,
well, dude, you
got out of line. Nah, don't you touch my son. You don't touch my son. That's my son. All right, cool.
Fuck, you asked me to take his little badass out boating and shit. You knew he needed
right.
You asked me to take him. Why you asked me to take him? Shit.
Right, because, I mean, overall, you know who you dealing with. You know if you dealing with an ornery nigga or not. You know if this, I mean, you could take a genuine, to me, I'm like, you should be able to know this. Like, if, for instance, if this motherfucker shows no interest in, like, just say, for instance, your kid, your son playing a sport. How many men don't love sports? You know what I'm saying? If he don't take no type of interest in your son's activity, like, well, damn, you know, what he doing or something like that. And you might have to second guess, like, man, damn. You know, damn, you ain't asked how his game go. You don't ask him shit. He walk past and kick his fort down like Snoop Dogg. Fuck you, little nigga. Hey, my son. But like I say, but you got women like that too. You got women. Shit, that's his child.
I think that's fucked up. I think, you know, and that's why a lot of people just, you know, be like, I'm not fucking with nobody that got kids, because there's all them issues. But shit, if you choose to be involved with somebody that got kids, or you are the, you know, you are the person with the kid and you choose to be involved with somebody else, you know, shit, for number one, take time out to get to know whether or not that person is somebody you want around your damn kids or you feel is trustworthy. You know?
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I'm, and this is the truth. And I know I probably sound like the craziest nigga anybody ever heard. You know, niggas' dreams are like shit. I wish I could find a girl, no kids, and all this. You gotta think about it. If you got kids, do you really want a motherfucker that ain't got no kids? Because if you ain't got no kids, that means like shit. You ain't never worried about nobody but yourself. You don't know how I feel to worry about somebody else, you know, or giving your last to somebody else. You don't know that feeling. So, you know, how can you, like, you know, like, well, shit, I'm finna go to Vegas. I can't go to Vegas this week. You know, I can't go because of my kids. Oh, well, nigga, fuck that. You know, motherfucker don't know what sacrifice is. You know, I mean, you got some men like that, you know. You got, like I said, my partner, he had, that I was talking to, he has no kids. He has no kids. I'm like, damn, dog. You know, so his whole thing is like, shit, I don't know you shit. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I hear like, I hear that, you know, women say it too, like, shit, I wish I could meet a motherfucker that ain't got no kids. But shit, trust me, a man with no kids is the spoiledest motherfucker walking the face of this earth. Because, I mean, he ain't got no kids, good job. He ain't got to do nothing but spoil who? Nobody but himself.
Man, who
you think this motherfucker, if this motherfucker used to getting paid, being able to buy whatever he want, whenever he want, to my son needs some shoes. How much your son's shoes cost? $150. That's my motherfucking, you know, that's my spending money. Give this bitch my spending money for her damn son. You crazy as hell. I mean, he don't know the feeling of like, well, shit, the kid comes first.
But if he's paying all the bills, then I have all the extra money to buy the kids stuff.
Yeah, but then at the same time, why the fuck am I over here paying all your bills?
I mean, I'm just saying, if we live together, if that was someone, if we took the relationship that far, I'm just saying, we live together, and maybe he pay all the bills. So that's why I don't have to do nothing with my money but take care of the kids.
And see, and this was what he was saying. He was like, well, shit, man, you know, his thing is, shit, you was paying these bills before I got here. Now, I don't mind giving you a little something on the bills, but no, I'm not finna pay all your motherfucking bills. How your bills getting paid before I got here, bitch?
I'm not saying just my bill. I'm saying we live together.
Right.
This your house. I'm saying we live together. Maybe that's how some men are more comfortable with paying the bills. Like, say, in that type of situation where he's a stepfather. And sometimes, as a mother, we don't want them to be trying to, because we don't want to come off as we just got you because we want you to take care of our kids, you know, and stuff like that. So a lot of times, okay, if you're the stepfather, we would rather you spend the money on bills. So, therefore, you still feel like, you know what I mean, you take care of the household, things like that. I'm not saying I'm not paying no bills or whatever. I'm just saying maybe that's how he want it.
And, Cass, some it's people, your house until you piss her off and she want to put your ass out, then get the fuck out my house.
I'll leave myself if that's the case. It ain't even that serious.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
just saying.
That's you, and for all practical purposes, I believe you. But let's be real. Ain't a whole lot of them out there like you.
Okay, well, look, mm-hmm. I understand. I get it. Okay, the bills were getting paid before I moved in. Okay, but now you need to take into consideration, before you moved in, there was only two people using electricity and two people using water and two people using gas. Now you're another person, and that's one more person added to the, you know, added to the growth.
Your shit ain't go up that damn high.
Okay, you know what? It ain't no winning.
I'm just saying. Groceries. You know it takes longer for y'all grown ass to take showers and baths.
Yeah, I'm eating fast food. I mean, I'm just saying that a nigga would say, "Hey man, I own shit. I go out eat. I don't even be eating that like that." I mean, but y'all right, y'all. I mean, I'm y'all are right what y'all saying, but I mean, this is just a simple fact. These are some of the things that a dude would say. I don't even eat that, and again, is that a man?
Because now you're taking away from the whole male perspective. That's just
kick
like
his fort. Kick his fort down. You ain't my son. I'm just playing. That's just so funny to me. I know I was wrong for laughing at that, but that part was just so funny.
You like that though.
Yeah, but Janine, you are right. You're right. For all parts first, you and Little Stone, y'all both right. But it's just like, how do we? I mean, I don't know how. With this, and I'm just talking about today's generation. I don't know how. I mean, how do you bring that back? How do you bring that back? Like what you were saying. All right. Well, you know. You gonna take care of the bills, and yeah, that will free up some money,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great concept to believe in. But you got more motherfuckers like shit, motherfucker. Nah, you finna pay the bills and help take care of my child. I mean, we just live in. We got some fucked up individuals out here, both male and female. We got some fucked up individuals out here. We got motherfuckers out here that truly just don't, you know. Motherfuckers are so self-absorbed that it's ridiculous. I mean, shit. Okay, wait, let me ask you. You're a single man now, right?
Yep.
Living on your own.
Yep.
No motherfucker to answer to.
Right.
Would you go back to a relationship? Would you go back to living on your own right now? Would you move out your house? Yeah, would you ever move out your house and move in with another chick?
Hell no. I'll be bending ass by a snagging to a jackass, chased by a one-legged dog, or hit by a parked car before I do it. I'm just saying.
I understand that. Now, see, I'm not saying he right. I'm not saying he wrong. But, I mean, how do you change his mentality? How would you change his mentality to say, well, Wick, this ain't like the past? Let's just say, I mean, if you really liked it, Wick, and you really seen something happening with you and him, how did you get him to change his mind?
I don't know. I can't really answer that question. All I can do is be me. And, you know, if I can't prove to him through how I am and how I treat him that this ain't like last time, then, it ain't shit I can do. You can't snatch up a motherfucker that don't want to be snatched up.
It's always ain't like last time, so it's like last time.
Hey, that's a good one right there. Hey, that's a good one. It ain't always like last time until it get like last time. All right, Janine,
what about you?
Why can't I have my own crib and just come spend the nights over there?
Well, I'm sure that's how it would be at first, but I guess over time, you know, I think it just takes time. That's what I think. I think it just takes time, and when he finds someone that he feels is worthy of him doing something like that, then he would, you know. But at this moment, when you're looking at it, of course you're going to say, hell no, I'll never do that again. That's the same thing with people when they just getting out of a marriage. Hell no, I ain't never getting fucking married again. And then that's when you know you engaged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got Father Time to attest to that one.
Well, nah, I'm sorry.
Y'all heard him on the show.
I thought that light bulb wasn't hot, so I had to check it. I know the goddamn light bulb hot now, so I ain't putting my face on it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
still in his phase, so he'll get over
that. That's what I mean.
How many times has a woman had a broken fucking heart, and then you pick your shit back up? And then you have to learn to trust again. And then the next motherfucker, so you do things a little bit differently. Maybe your heart, your heart might still get broken, but not the same way the last motherfucker heard it. You know what I mean? Or whatever and shit. If you going to, you know, stay in one place where nothing is ever going to be any different than the last time, well, shit.
I don't see what's wrong with me keeping my place. I can still act like I moved in with you and just have my own career. That's just another bill, something.
Okay, that's another set of bills. If you over
like,
here three
I'm
nights,
just
if you over here four
place.
Nights, if you over here 4 nights out of 7, why are we paying rent at two different places?
Right.
Electric.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you hit the Beyonce. You better put a ring on me, then. Motherfucker, you better marry me, bro. You want me to goddamn give up my shit and try this shit? Cause I'm taking half. You put my ass out.
Fuck that. Oh, boy. Well, at least they got y'all speechless behind that one. What did you just say?
There was one big step for mankind right there, Cass.
There one big step.
And a woman's speechless.
I'm not going to say, I'll put it like this. I understand where you coming from with. I mean, by me knowing you personally, I understand why you put in this situation where why you feel like, okay, fuck it, I'll never get my house up. But, I mean, I also agree with Jadine. In time, I think, you know, once we learn it, you know, once I learn to love, I mean, I ain't going to say love, trust. Trust got to play a big part. Trust that you going to, you know, when we make this step, you know, we going to make this step, not you, and I'm just signing on to it. I mean, it's like, you know, at the age I am now, I'm not moving. I understand. I'm not moving in with nobody unless my name getting put on there. And there will be.
We both move out our place and get one together. That way ain't nobody's place. It's our place.
See,
he
done changed his mind already.
I'm not changing my mind, but I'm just that's I'm not giving up my place. I'm sorry, but I'm
okay.
Just that's
you know what,
that's about the best way to
make that we get a place together.
That make me think about it, but I'm still not giving up my place. You move out.
But now, you know what? Hold on. You sparked an interesting point. All right, ladies, what if that was a scenario? Well, shit, nah, I'm not moving in your place. And the only way I'm giving up mine is we go get something new together.
To me, that makes perfect sense anyway, because however long you've been single, you had other women all up in your shit, and I had other men all up in my shit, and you know what I'm saying? If we're going to try to work on something together, let's go get something fresh that's ours. And ain't nobody been in except us.
They bullshitting, Cass. They bullshitting.
If a woman been in their crib for the longest, they ain't gonna want to just move out their crib, especially if they ain't their kids there.
And I mean, there's a lot of things that if we own the house, that's different. You know, it's not easy to just, you know what I mean? You got to sell the house. There's a lot of things you got to do. So it's not that simple where we could just move. But Ricky, yeah, if you
get
Ricky, Craig,
you get Craigslist.
I'm just saying, if we're renting, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Okay.
Because first of all, our taste, you know, you might not like the place where I live now or the area or something like that. We have to get something that, you know, that both of us agree to. Or
Space.
Ace could play a matter.
Yeah,
maybe y'all only got a studio, and you know what I'm saying? We need a one bedroom, but we're going to move in together or anything like that. You know, you need a little man cave or whatever, you know.
I used to shoot at them niggas stay down the street from you. I got to get the fuck them over here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fucking with these niggas.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just joking. Then again, sometimes you do be thinking like that. Oh, man, hell, I don't get along with these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think just say with everything, it takes time.
I can honestly say tonight, I think everybody came up with some interesting points.
Yeah, now I know not to bring my white husband around, dog.
Yeah.
They don't bring it that night.
Baby, don't say the word, nigga. Because just so y'all know, I will fight y'all.
Just so you know, we will. Just so you know, we will fight your ass back.
Y'all just ain't gonna beat my husband up.
Hey, he started it.
You better watch his mouth then.
Right.
Let that N word come out. You got brother, bro.
Bro ham.
You better come. You better not say no nigga. Not even close to it. Nigga.
I was about to say nigga diamonds. Not more fun.
Oh.
Hell, stop. But I mean, you know, that. Well, now we all know. Can't say that. God damn, y'all, this poison ivy is, oh, Lord. Anybody ever had this stuff?
Nope.
I told you once before, I didn't know black people can get it.
It's not life.
You know, I thought that was one of them white things, you know.
Mm-mm. If you touch the flower, you can get it. Are you sure that's
like,
what it is?
Black people can't get life. Black people don't get life.
Why do everybody keep asking me that?
Is
you sure it's poison ivy? Yes, it's poison ivy.
Oh, are you sure?
Why do people keep asking me that? Trust me, I got every symptom of poison ivy.
Maybe you need to go get some steroids.
Get some steroids?
Yeah, the doctor gave you some steroids.
Oh, like a cortisone shot?
Yeah. I mean, I know they used to give me pills and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just funny is that everybody, that's the first question everybody. It's sure it's poison ivy.
Yeah, the steroids help build your immune system back up, help fight the infection faster. That's basically what it all it do. Especially they give it to us people with allergies all the time.
I best say I just did it. They make sure you keep it clean. Make sure you keep it clean and fucking and keep it lotion down.
Nah, trust me, I've been doing it. Well,
you got the chicken pox, dude.
He said the chicken pox.
Chicken pox.
No, motherfucker, I got poison ivy for the last fucking time. No, but nah, because I was looking it up. And I guess I'm in stage. I'm close to being over with because the ooh stage then left. I don't know if y'all know what the ooh stage is.
Yeah,
the ooh stage. The ooh stage is when it keep pussing up and it's real nasty. Like all the little bumps you keep getting little pus coming out the bumps constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally past that stage now. I just got past that stage today. I took my wraps off, and for the first time, it wasn't just oozing out. Like, thank God, shit, I'm past that stage now. So now I'm pretty much at the healing stage, I guess. Well, it's all coming out. Man, this has been a terrible week. Imagine walking around with calamine lotion on you all week.
It's
been hot. You got to be sweating. And it's hot, that's whew.
It's fucked up you mentioned the chicken pox because 1 week before our 8th grade graduation, no, 2 weeks before our 8th grade graduation, I got the chicken pox. And I walked across the stage with all them ratchet ass looking raggedy chicken pox bumps all over me. It was the most embarrassing thing. And then started high school, my freshman year of high school, with a sty over my eye. I was like, what is going on? I graduated eighth, sixth, five, and start the ninth with this bump over my eye. What the fuck?
And it's funny that you brought a star up because I got one of them right now.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Yeah, I said first poison ivy, not this damn star. What the fuck? I'm falling apart. God damn, somebody help me.
Keep it clean. I know, and I'm prone to styes. I get them, something probably flew in your eye or something, and shit, I'm prone to them. So keep it clean. You got some eyewash, you don't have none against them, and use that shit all throughout the day.
Man, do you know nothing feels better than this motherfucking... putting that goddamn calamine lotion on. Whew. Y'all just don't know.
Mm.
Or when you jump in the shower, that hot water hits your body. Oh, good Lord.
Hey, you got to wear oven mitt so you don't itch yourself.
Man. You will
make up this. Kath, I don't mean to cut you off. What is this itch yourself thing? I thought it was scratch yourself.
Well, damn it.
So you don't itch yourself? You be itching yourself, Kath?
Okay, man. Itch and scratching is all the same to me, shit. It's a pain in my ass. I know that. Shit. I don't wish this shit on my worst enemy.
Mm.
That's no bullshit. Like, I'd rather you get shot than have the poison ivy.
How the hell you get that shit, man?
Fucking with some poison ivy. Look here, boy.
All you gotta do is touch it. That's all you gotta do. Rub up against it, and there you have it. That's it. It's as easy as that.
You was playing in the goddamn grass. You cutting some grass.
Yeah. Well, you know I'm too old to just be running around playing in some grass.
Wee!
Oh.
He just felt like frolicking
once. Yeah, just skipping through the grass. Ooh, this is fun.
Wow.
Whew. Oh, Lord, Lord. Well, y'all, I won't have to attend to this, so I guess we're going to get up out of here a little early. Not a little early because the show's over, actually, but we can get up out of here. Janine, you got any last words before we get out of here?
Yes. That was a good show. Good talking with all of you. I will definitely be on next week. Hopefully I'll benefit out my white hair from that is.
Keep them away from us.
Whatever.
Yeah, all right. Liquor store, any last words?
Yeah, you know I enjoy myself, and I enjoyed you all. I'll be back next week. We can do the same shit.
That's what's up. Wait, what about you, Doug?
Great show, my brother. See you next week, same channel, same time.
All right, that's what up. Once again, let's keep Mother Nature in our prayers tonight, y'all. Hopefully everything work out. Father Time, you know. Well, everything going to work out. We keep positive attitudes on Sin City. So, Father Time, we check you out next week, man. Hopefully everything going to be right by then. All right. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody listening. Thank everybody listening on the internet. And we're out this bitch. Peace.